Coming off their 28-27 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Friday night, the Eagles held their final Monday practice of training camp at Lehigh University. Even though camp is beginning to wind down, the players are winding up for the upcoming season. This morning's practice was filled with plenty of trash talking between the offense and defense. Leonard Weaver believes that the jawing is good for the team.
It's good camaraderie, you know, it really helps us out. It also helps you get through the day. You know, you talk a little trash, you get fired up, you work hard, and the day seems to go by a little bit faster, so it's real good, helpful for us, and it's good little talk, good little trash talk, man, to help us get better.
Rookie defensive end Brandon Graham uses the talk as motivation to improve his performance.
You know, it helps me stay consistent, you know, make sure, you know, I keep getting better, and, you know, make sure that they don't stop talking about me, you know, and that's why I just go out there and just keep working.
LeSean McCoy was absent from practice today with a quadriceps contusion, and Mike Bell was also absent from the lineup with a calf strain, leaving Eldra Buckley and Martell Mallett with most of the running duties. Both were finding holes and making plays, yet Buckley still felt he should have played better. Mallett's impressive play in camp and on Friday night has caught the attention of offensive coordinator Marty Morningway.
He was a man that was a rookie of the year up in Canada, and so, you know, he obviously has skill and ability. There's no question about that. And then, you know, we got into a numbers thing, and he was gone for a few days, because one of the reasons was we wanted to see him in game action. We thought he had some pretty good talent there, and he displayed that the other night.
The wide receiving core was also continuing to impress. DeSean Jackson ran past Asante Samuel and caught a long touchdown pass from Kevin Cobb. Hank Baskett was back on the field and making his presence known, further complicating the decision Andy Reid will have to make at the end of the week.
Well, you know, the one thing I tell all the players is, listen, you make it as tough as you can on Howie and I to make that decision. And let us sweat it out. And we're going to sweat it out. I'm sweating, not just talking to you guys. We will sweat it out making those decisions. There's some good football players that we're going to have to let go, but that's a good thing.
One of those players making Reed sweat it out is Chad Hall. The 5'8" wide receiver, 1 year out of the Air Force Academy, has been impressive throughout training camp, despite fighting an uphill battle to even make the team. Marty Morningway had nothing but positive comments for the young wide receiver.
Chad Hall, very, very fast, very quick, really good hands. He's a tough guy. And he's a physical guy. Now, you would not think that because of his height, but he's much bigger than one would think. And he's probably a little shorter than one would think. And then he's tougher than one would think. So, and he's displayed that.
The Eagles have one more two-a-day practice before breaking camp on Wednesday. After that, the team will begin practicing in its normal home, the NovaCare Complex. For ESPN of the Lehigh Valley, from Lehigh University with the Eagles, I'm Matt Pfeiffer.